Our next one is called Merchant Cash Advances, Purchase Agreements, or Usurious Loans in Disguise, Analysis and Strategies. To introduce our panel, to my left is Chip Lane. Chip is the founder of the Lane Law Firm in Houston, Texas. Chip was born and raised in Miami, Florida, and attended the University of Miami School of Law, where he graduated with honors. Immediately upon graduating, Chip moved to Texas and worked at two litigation boutiques at the start of his career. And then in 2009, Chip started his own firm with a childhood friend as a partner, and that firm later became the Lane Law Firm in 2011. Chip has served as lead debtor counsel in more than 75 subchapter 5, chapter 11 cases in every district in Texas. To Chip's left is Professor Kristen Andersma. Professor Andersma is the professor of law and Judge Morris Stern Scholar at Rutgers Law School. She is the author of the book Dignity, Not Debt, and numerous scholarly articles on bankruptcy law and household debt. Prior to joining Rutgers in 2010, she clerked for the Honorable Michael Daly Hawkins of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, and she worked as an associate in the Business, Finance, and Restructuring Department at Weil Gotshal in New York. Please join me in welcoming our panel.
Thanks. All right, so we've had two sessions now. We're starting another one. So we need a little audience participation to start with. So I need a show of hands. Who has no clue what an MCA is? All right, that's good. People have dealt with them before. My next question then, who has dealt with an MCA as a party opponent for your client? Should be most folks in here. Who has represented an MCA as a creditor? Oh, come on, Jared. Yeah. Not as many. So I think it's best, Chris, let's have you start just explaining for those that haven't had a lot of experience with them what an MCA is, where you see them typically.
All right, so it sounds like most of you all know what these things are. Basically, it's alternative funding available to businesses with limited or poor credit history. And they're basically functionally equivalent to payday loans. The businesses are getting some money now in exchange for withdrawals from future income. So the MCA industry characterizes these transactions as sales. They say that they're offering this merchant this cash advance, that they are actually buying future receivables from the merchant basically at a discount. So for example, rather than just give a loan at 122% interest, which would violate the usury rules, would be illegal, they say we're offering you just a cash advance of $100,000 with a factor rate of 1.3, let's say for a period of 12 months. Of course, often these are under shorter terms with higher factor rates, so can be even more functionally higher interest rate, more usurious, so forth. So basically, they're saying, well, we're buying $130,000 worth of receivable for $100,000. There's origination fees, processing fees, so forth and so on. But these things are really weird, I'm learning. For example, these companies maybe already sold their receivables. So what are they even selling here? So I'd like to hear more from Chip about what these things actually look like.
Yeah, I mean, the alt finance arena where these fall, they're is a lot of ongoing nationwide litigation on really what they are. Is this a purchase agreement? Is it a sale? Is it something in the middle? Is it a loan? What exactly are they? I will tell you as the owner of a law firm, you're viewed as kind of a business owner, if you will, into these brokers. And last night we joked and I said, well, let's just pull up my junk mail email, and I encourage y'all, pull up, open your iPhones or whatever, Android, find your junk mail, and just look. And in literally 30 seconds, I found three. I'd been approved for a $450,000 loan. All I needed to give him was three months bank statements. The other one said, come on, let's get this going. Let's F this up. That's literally the broker's email I got of, let's go get some money. Let's go make some money together.
And they're calling it, get your financing, get your loans, these kind of language.
Top funding source. But what's happening is these same emails that I'm getting, that I'm smart enough to know what they are being solicited and targeted towards typically very small businesses. You're going to see these a lot in the subchapter 5 world. You're not going to see them in, you know, Purdue Pharma. Okay, they don't have MCAs, okay? But the, you know, Latin Bites restaurant or the XYZ trucking company, they're going to need financing, sometimes rapidly.